Well, we want to look at a few scriptures this morning.
早晨我们要一起来看主的话。
And let me turn that off. We don't want to be interrupted. We're going to talk a little bit about our families.
早晨我们要谈有关家庭的事。
And just the responsibility as parents just to care for our children.
作为父母我们应该如何照顾我们的儿女。
And the, just the partnership between us as ministers of the church with each family and set of parents to help them with their kids.
我们要讨论到如何让教会与每一个家庭成为伙伴来牧养儿女。
In Psalms 127 verse 3,
在诗篇127篇第三节说到
It says that our children are a gift from the Lord.
说到儿女是耶和华所赐的产业
They are a reward from him.
所怀的胎是他所给的赏赐
Sometimes our culture, our world around us
常常我们所在的世界
says that our kids, our children are a problem.
对我们说儿女是问题
They're a burden
他们是我们的重担
They're such a great responsibility
他们是很大的责任
That people should really consider if they have children or not
所以在你有孩子之前你要好好考虑清楚
But I just want to remind us of God's word God's word says that our children are a gift
但早晨我要提醒各位神所说的话神说儿女是他的礼物
If someone hands you a gift, how do you respond?
有人送你一个礼物，你的反应应该是什么？
This is a problem.
这个问题很大。
Or yes, thank you.
还是说太好了，谢谢。
Let's just trade places here, Christian. We're figuring this out. I'm sorry.
他们俩还在调整。
So we need to make sure, first of all, when we're talking about the relationship of parents with their children, that we don't use the world's perspective.
We use
God's perspective.
我们要从神的眼光来看。
Amen?
Amen 吗?
So let's look at our hearts this morning.
所以今天早晨检查一下我们的心。
Do we have the perspective of the world?
我们里面对于儿女的看法是从这世界的看法看的吗?
Or the perspective of God about our children?
还是从神的眼光来看儿女。
Look at all these gifts here today.
看看在座的这些可爱的孩子，这都是礼物啊。
Got a whole row of gifts right there.
这里有一排礼物。
Yes, and more all over the church. Gifts.
你仔细看，到处都是神给的礼物。
Amen.
Amen 吗
？I don't want to tell
them. Just go ahead, Lucretia. I've got a special assistant with me today.
我今天有个特别助理在我。
So I just want to tell when we already had four children years ago. Our oldest daughter will be 30 this year.
You only have four?
No, I said when we only had four.
当我们只有四个孩子的时候，我现在大女儿已经30岁了。当我只有四个孩子的时候
I got pregnant with our fifth.
我们我又怀孕了，是第五个孩子。
And I kept it a secret for a little while.
我隐藏这件事当作个秘密有一阵子。
Because everyone around me thought, "Ooh, that's too many."
因为我四周的人都觉得说再生一个就太多了。
I hadn't even told him I really wanted seven.
我都不敢告诉人家我真的想要的是七个孩子。
I was so excited to have another baby.
我为了能够再有一个孩子，我好兴奋呐。
I love being a mom.
我喜欢做母亲。
There's so many wonderful blessings in being a mom.
作为一个母亲，有太多的祝福了。
So cherish.Our youngest was born.
我们最小的女儿终于诞生了。
And she has never been anything but a blessing to us.
到目前为止，她一直就是我们的祝福。
She's very quiet,
她是很安静
的 person.
非常安静的人。
And very kind to others.
对人非常的有爱。
And everyone around Cherish loved her from the beginning.
任何认识她的人都一开始就开始喜欢她。
Her older sister was angry at me when I got pregnant.
当我怀孕的时候，我的大女儿就是老大，蛮生气的。
Because she was 13 years old.
因为那时候她已经13岁了。
And she said, "Oh, I'm too old to be close to the baby. I'm
她说,
so
妈妈, 我已经太大了，你再生一个，我跟她年纪差太远了，我太老了。
And I said, who made that rule?
我说谁说的？
Jesus says children are a blessing and a reward.
耶稣说儿女是我们的祝福，是他给我们的赏赐。
So my oldest daughter Amber made a good decision.
所以我的大女儿就做了一个决定。
To love cherish.
她要爱这个 baby 妹妹。
And to be a sweet sister to her.
要做她一个甜美的姐姐。
And those two are the very best of friends to this day.
到今天她们两个都是最好的朋友。
So I just want to say it's true. God's word is true.
我只要做的，我必须说，神说的话是真的。儿女是我们的祝福，是他的赏赐。
Amen.
Amen.
So we just want to identify another thing that is true about our families.
另外一件是关于我们家是真实的。
We as a church are a family. Amen.
教会是一个大家庭，不是。
I mean, that's at least what we hope we are interacting like a family here as a church.
所以我们的盼望就是我们在教会里的互动就好像一个家庭的成员该有的互动。
But a lot of times our ability to function as a family in the body of Christ.
但很多时候呢，在这个基督的身体里，每一个肢体它应该有的功能要发生的时候，
is directly influenced by our experience in our family at home.
常常我们对这个大家庭该有的互动方式呢，是受我们自己在家里我们家中成员互动的方式而影响。
So if we have trouble at home,
所以若是我们在家里有困难，
if fathers, husbands and wives have trouble loving each other,
若是这个做父母呢有困难彼此相爱，
if parents have trouble recognizing their children are a gift from God,
若是父母不知道说我的孩子是神的礼物的话，
That's going to impact and influence the way we interact in the house of God.
这样的情形会影响我们当来到神的家中我们与人的互动。
Does that make sense?
听得懂我的意思吗？
Brothers and sisters, if I have trouble recognizing that my children are a gift from the Lord to bless me,
若是我对我那个孩子是神赐给我的祝福要祝福我，我对这件事不认识的话，
Most likely I will also struggle with recognizing the gifts of the body of Christ.
同样的，我就会对在基督身体里，在教会里神所带来的孩子有困难，认定说他们是神的祝福跟礼物。
The gifts of each and every one of my brothers and sisters.
我的弟兄姊妹，他们的儿女就是神给他们的礼物。
So you see what we're going to be talking about here today.
所以你们要了解我们今天所要教导的。
Is as we interact well at home.
就是我们若是在家里父母儿女之间有好的互动。
As husbands and wives love each other well.
夫妻之间真的相爱。
As parents love their children well.
父母爱他们的儿女。
It will help us love one another well here in God's house.
当我们来到神的家中的时候，这样的情况会帮助我们彼此相爱。
Amen.
Amen.
This is why God's word, when it's talking to giving instruction to the elders of the church,
这一个经节是这些我们要读的话，是神教导教会的长老在治理牧养教会的人的话语。
That elders need to know how to conduct themselves well at home.
长老的必须要能够治理自己的家。
If they're going to know how to handle their responsibilities in the house of God.
他们才能知道如何在神的家中治理神的家。
Amen.
Amen.
So I've kind of created a little, what's the term I'm using? Yeah, a little, there, thank you, Vicky, my other assistant. A little acronym.
所以呢，我创造了这几个缩写。
Out of the word parent.
缩写就是父母这个字 parent, P-A-R-E-N-T.
So when you hear the word parent, I want you to remember six important points about our responsibilities in serving and loving and caring for our children.
早晨我把父母这个英文字的六个字母呢，每一个字都给它了一个意义。然后我们每次讲到说父母这个字的时候，我们就要想到父母这六方面该做的事。
The first letter of the word parent, is P.
第一个字母是 P.
For prayer.
就是祷告的意思。
A.
A 呢
for affection,
就是有情感有爱。
R
二呢
？For showing respect.
就是表达你的尊重。
And E.
E 呢
？For entrust.
就是交托信任。
N. For nurturing.
就是照顾爱护的意思。
And finally, number six is T for training and teaching.
一个字母就是训练 training.
So let's just review these real quick, and then I want us to have hopefully a time here where we can pray with one another about our families.
我们要很快的介绍这六个字母的意义跟责任，然后希望我们还有时间可以与父母们一起祷告。
So number one is P for prayer.
P 代表
And certainly all of us as parents recognize that we should pray for our children.
做父母的我们当然知道我们应当为我们的儿女祷告。
Amen. As parents, God has called us to be priests for our family.
神已经呼召我们这些做父母的要为我的家庭做一个祭司。
So just as in the Old Testament, the priest would stand in the gap for the whole nation.
就像在旧约里，大祭司的责任就是站在中间，为了整个国家。
We as parents, because we love our children, we pray and stand in the gap for the needs of our children.
就像我们做父母的，我们站在神面前，为着我们的儿女来祷告。
How many of us here today? Are here. We come to the church of God, the house of God. We have become believers because we had a parent that prayed for us.
在座有多少人？你们信主是因为你们有为你们祷告的父母。
Amen.Many of us are here because someone decided that they should pray for us.
很多人在这里是因为有人觉得说他应该为你祷告，让你得救。
So we naturally recognize that our children, if they're going to finish well,
所以我们要认识，若是我们要的孩子能够结有一个好的结果
，if they're going to accomplish all that God desires for them，
能够成就神所为他们预备的一切。
They need the prayers of the fathers.
他们需要做父母的祷告。
They need the prayers of mothers.
需要母亲的祷告，父亲的祷告。
Do you remember that story in the Old Testament with Moses and the children of God? They encountered one of the first armies that was opposing them.
记不记得在旧约里，当摩西率领以色列百姓的时候，遇到的第一批敌人
？And there was a young man by the name of Joshua.
有一个少年人叫约书亚。
And the rest of the army of God.
还有剩下是耶和华的军队。
It was as the elders, Moses, Aaron, Hur, and the others, they stood on the mountaintop and prayed.
当约书亚率军在打仗的时候，摩西跟亚伦以物站在山顶上为他们祷告。
That the young leaders, the young army of God, prevailed and won the battle in the valley.
让这些年长的在山顶上祷告的时候，年轻的这一代在山下就得胜。
Amen.
Amen.
As Moses raised his hands,
当摩西举手祷告的时候
，as he interceded, as he prayed,
当他为他们代求的时候。
The young leaders in the valley, they won the victory.
山下的年轻的军队就得胜。
But then as he grew tired and his hands began to fall,
那摩西举手一阵子之后手就发沉他累了举不起来了。
The enemy began to have an advantage and make, have victory.
每一次他的手下沉的时候敌军就得胜。
So the people of God, they came to Moses' side and they helped hold his hands up.
亚伦跟以物就去来扶持摩西的两只手。
Amen.
Amen 吗？
We are called to pray for the young leaders that are in our midst that God is raising up.
所以我们有一个呼召从神来的，就是为着我们当中的下一代来祷告。
The next generation, our young people are going to be the leaders of the church in the coming generation.
神家中的年轻人是神下一代所要用的领袖。
And they need our prayers.
他们需要我们的代祷。
Amen.
Amen 吗？
And just like Moses.
就像摩西。
Sometimes, and when you stand alone, it's hard to pray.
当你独自一人的时候，常常是很难祷告的。
But with the help of the body of Christ.
但在借着基督身体其他肢体的扶持。
Holding each other's hands up.
他们把我们的手举起来。
We can finish this well, amen?
我们就能够祷告的完全。
Prayer is our first point.
所以祷告是做父母的第一个责任。
The second point is A for affection.
第二个字母是 A, 就表示情感。
Expressing your love through encouraging words.
经由鼓励的话。
Eye contact.
眼神的接触。
And quality time,
有良好品质的相处时间
and physical touch,
还有身体的接触
Each of us naturally have a deep affection, love, for our children.
来表达对孩子的爱，我们每一个人里面都是有深处有一个爱的，要向我们的孩子发出来。
But it is not good enough that we keep that love in our heart.
但是只是把那个爱深深埋在心里是不够的。
If our children are going to be encouraged and be successful,
若是我们的孩子要被鼓励，要成功。
We as parents must express and show that affection and love.
我们做父母的有一个责任，要把那个爱表达出来。
Through eye contact.
有时候是一个眼神。
Amen.
阿们吗？
Through slowing down.
叫人家慢下来。
You know, it's funny when our children are little bitty babies.
当我的孩子都很小，还是 baby 的时候。
Now you tell me, fathers.
做爸爸的，你告诉我。
Mothers.
做母亲的。
When they were little bitty babies.
当你的孩子还是小孩。
It was so easy just to look them in the face, wasn't it?
很容易就对着他们脸对脸，脸对脸的看着他们。
Do you remember when they first came home? How you used to stare into their face?
记得你刚把他抱回家的时候，你觉得。看着他们的脸庞的。
Come on, man. Did you do that a little bit?
在座的男士们、爸爸们，你有没有这样子凝视过你的孩子
？But sometimes as they grow older,
但是当他们慢慢长大了
，we get a little uncomfortable with that.
我们不太自在这样做
，right?
不是吗
？But they and we still need to slow down and look them in the eye.
但是我们和我们的孩子都需要慢下脚步，我们还是要彼此有眼神上的对望。
And tell them,
然后告诉他们
，You are a gift.
你是一个礼物。
You are God's gift.
从神而来的，给我的礼物。
You are a precious gift.
你是一个宝贵的礼物。
I love you.
我爱你。
I am here for you.
我在这里要帮助你。
I bless you.
我要祝福你。
I treasure you.
我宝贵你。阿们吗
？Look them right in the eye and tell them.
看着他们的眼睛，告诉他们。
And then, so it's your eyes speak love.
让当你的眼睛在诉说一个爱的时候。
What does the word of God say about our eye?
神说我们的眼睛是什么
？It is the window to our soul and our heart. Amen.
眼睛是我们灵魂的窗户，不是
？Without even a word, the a look of an eye expresses so much.
甚至不需要语言的表达，一个眼神就诉说很多的事。
And yet we turn it away.
但是常常我们就把眼睛避开来，或者我们不看。
We must use our eyes to express affection and love one to another.
但是我们应当用我们的眼神来表达我们对彼此的爱。
Amen.
阿们吗
？But our words speak love.
我们的话语说话说爱。
Our eyes speak love.
我们的眼神也表达那个爱。
But we also want to give a touch.
那还有重要就是身体上的接触。
Amen.
阿们吗
？A touch.
那个触摸。
Men, do you hear me?
在座的男士，你们听见我的声音吗
？Sometimes as men we have trouble with this.
做男生的常常，或者做爸爸，他不太习惯这样做。阿门吗
？But our sons, our daughters need us to pull them close.
但是我们的儿子或女儿都喜欢我们接触他们，把他们拉近，握着他们的手。
Just to hold their hand.
紧紧握着一下手。
Amen.
阿门吗？他们都喜欢。
Affection.
那个感情的表达。
If you want your children to be successful,
你要你的儿女成功吗
？If you want your family to be successful,
你要的家庭生活成功吗
？If you want your family to be strong,
你要你的家庭刚强吗
？If you want the house of God here to be strong,
你要神的家刚强吗
？We must take the time.
我们必须愿意花时间。
To show affection.
表达我们对彼此的爱。
Amen.
阿门吗
？Amen.
阿门吗？
Let me quote a couple of scriptures here.
也有几处的经节我跟你们分享。
In Proverbs 31:26.
在箴言三十一章二十六节。
This famous proverb in 31 that talks about an excellent woman.
这三十一篇讲到那个美好的女子。
Listen what it says.
这里怎么描述这个女子？
When she speaks,
当她开口。
Her words are wise.
就有智慧。
And she gives instruction.
她的舌头上。
With kindness.
有仁慈的法则。
She gives instruction with kindness.
她给予的法则是充满了仁慈的。
It's not just scolding.
不是只是管教咒骂。
We like wise words, but do we know how to give a wise word with kindness?
我们喜欢告诉人智慧的话语，但是我们知不知道如何用仁慈的方式来表达智慧的话？
Proverbs 16:24.
箴言十六章二十四节。
It says, "Kind words are like honey."
他说，良言如同蜂房。
Anybody like honey?
谁喜欢吃蜜的？
Oh, no, no, I don't want any of that sweet stuff. No, honey.
Oh, 我不喜欢吃甜的，不要给我。
No, we like honey, don't we?
我们都喜欢吃蜂蜜。
And you know what? We all like kind words.
同样的，我们都也喜欢仁慈的话语。
Kind words are like honey.
仁慈的话语就好像蜂房。
Sweet to the soul.
使心觉得甘甜。
And healthy for the body.
使骨头得到医治。
Amen.
Amen.
They kind words, words that are like honey.
良言就好像蜂房，像
蜂蜜。Are sweet, but they also bring health.
它不但是尝起来甘甜，也带来健康医治。
They bring health to our marriage.
带为我们的婚姻带进医治。
Health to our relationship with our kids.
让我们与儿女的中间的关系也得到医治。
And they bring health to the body of Christ.
也为神的家基督的身体带来医治和健康。
Romans 12:10, another scripture about words.
罗马十二章十节说到另外一个有关说话的重要。
Or affection, rather.
应该说那个情感表达。
Romans 12:10 says, "Be kindly affectionate to one another."
要彼此亲热。
With brotherly love, in honor, giving preference to one another.
恭敬人要彼此推让。
Be kindly affectionate.
要彼此仁慈的亲热。
We're so often in such a hurry these days.
常常我们生活实在非常忙碌。
We bark out, tell a quick bit of instruction here as we go there and over here.
我们冲出去很快地给这个指令那个指示。
It takes a little more time.
但事实上要花一点时间。
Slowing down to express kind affection.
慢下来表达那个爱。
Amen.
Amen. Mom.
Okay. All right. My assistant, one more time.
Okay. I have another little story.
有一个小的故事。
So our oldest daughter Amber, when she was getting older in her teens,
当我的大女儿当她进入青少年期的时候
，our house was a busy house. 5 kids, and we're a homeschool family. We were busy. A lot was going on.
我们家里是非常忙碌，因为我们有五个孩子，五个孩子都是在家里受教养长大的。
And so I had to be very purposeful to make time to listen to each of the children.
但是我必须常常要花出时间来仔细聆听我孩子的声音。
But Amber was the oldest, so she was my best helper, so she was busy a lot too.
Amber 是我的大女儿，因为她是最大的，所以她常常也做我的特别助理，以至于她也很忙碌。
So sometimes I would realize, oh, I haven't listened to Amber very well.
有的时候我突然才领悟到说，哦，她我们都这么忙，我没有花时间倾听她的心声。
So what she started doing was, it would be bedtime. I would be so tired. It was like 10, I'm ready to go to sleep.
每天晚上十点左右，我们大家该上床睡觉的时候，我已经累坏了。
So I would lay down.
我会躺下来。
And here would come Amber.
那我的大女儿就会来敲门。
Knocking on my door.
敲我的房门。
Mama, are you asleep?
说妈妈，你在睡觉了吗？
No, no.
还没有，还没有。
I'm not asleep.
我还没有睡着。
Come in, sister.
进来，进来。
She wanted to talk.
她要跟我说话。
And at those times when I was most tired,
在我最疲倦的时候
she would tell me the best stuff. Like she would tell me her secrets of her heart.
虽然我是在最疲倦的状况，但她会告诉我，对她来说最重要的是她心中的秘密的感觉。
So for the parents in the room, I would say pay attention to when your child may want to talk and make room for that to happen.
Amen.
在座的父母要知道，随时预备好孩子想要跟你说话的时候，你必须能够有时间。
You know, because sometimes we'll say, "How are you doing? How is school? How's this? How's that?" And they go, "Oh, fine." They give you no information. You know.
很多时候我们问他们说今天好不好啊，学校如何啊，他们都是很简单一两个字的回答，没有太多的资讯给我们。
They just maybe are tired and not ready. So pay attention. Because when they're ready,
他们那时候也许很累，或者还没有预备好，所以我们自己要随时准备好。什么时候他们要把心打开来向我们倾诉的时候，我们要有时间。
And a lot of time it is at bedtime, you guys, that you can pray for them and that they'll tell you stuff in their little hearts.
很多时候常常就是在睡觉之前，他们常常要跟你谈谈心，那我们就可以陪着他们一起祷告，这是最重要的时刻。
Amen. Well, number three is R for respect.
第三项是 R, 就是尊重 respect.
To value and honor one another for their unique and God-given qualities.
要看重并且宝贵神所赐给每一个孩子的特质。
We must teach our children to respect us as their leaders and their parents.
作为父母的，我们必须教导孩子们要尊重我们，因为我们是他们的领袖，也是他们的父母。
Amen.
Amen.
This is in all things.
这是在每一件事上都适用的。
Sometimes we selectively want to teach our children respect.
有的时候我们会选择某一些事来训练我们的小孩学习什么叫尊重。
About school or homework or their academics, we will expect them to respect our instruction and obey our instruction.
在读书的事上，我们常常训练他们要尊重、顺服我们的指令、我们的安排。
But in other areas that we do not consider as important,
但在某些事上，也许我们不觉得像学业那么重要。
We often don't require the same amount of respect.
我们常常就忽略了教导他们在那些事上当有的尊重。
And this kind of inconsistency
这两个方面的不一致
teaches is confusing to our children.
对我们的孩子来说常常是很混淆的。
They get confused on when and how to respond appropriately.
以至于他们不知道什么时候，然后如何有正当的、正确的反应。
So we not only teach our children to respect us.
所以我们不仅要教导孩子要尊重我们。
But we also need to show our children respect.
同时呢，我们也要向他们表达我们对他们的尊重。
So in Ephesians 6, 1 through 4.
在以弗所书。It reminds
us that the very first commandment with the promise is to obey, that parents should teach their children to, children obey your parents because you belong to the Lord, for this is the right thing to do. Honor your father and mother. This is the first commandment with a promise.
以弗所书第六章第一节是神所给的第一条带着应许的诫命，在这里说到你们做儿女的要在主里听从父母，这个是理所当然的，要孝敬父母，使你得福，在世长寿。这是第一条带着应许的诫命。
So we must teach our children that when we ask them to do something, they need to respond and respect our instruction.
所以我们要教导我们的孩子，当我们给他们一个指示的时候，他们必须要有反应，并且要顺服。
Amen.
Amen.
Let me make a Well, I'll save that for later. I was going to add something, but I'll move on. Another verse that is enlightening that reminds us of this mutual respect.
另外有一个经节让我们认识说那个彼此的尊重，不仅是儿女尊重父母，父母要尊重儿女。
Is Colossians 3:20-21.
在哥罗西书三章二十节。
Again, it repeats the instruction of Ephesians.
在这里呢，前半部呢，要重复了刚才我们所说以弗所书第六章第一节的话语。
Children, always obey your parents.
做儿女的要凡事听从父母。
For this pleases the Lord.
因为这是主所喜悦的。
Not only does it obeying our parents please our parents.
不仅我们来顺从父母的时候是叫我们父母欢喜
but most importantly it pleases the Lord
更重要的是当我们这样做的时候是叫主喜悦
by honoring our parents
当我们尊重我们的父母的时候
we honor God
我们同时就尊重了神
Amen? And when we dishonor our parents
当我们不尊重或不孝顺父母的时候
we dishonor and we displease the Lord
我们就不尊重神也不讨他的喜悦
Amen? But look, the verse goes on verse 21
21节说到
Fathers
你们做父亲的
Do not aggravate your children
不要惹儿女的怒气
Or they will become discouraged.
恐怕他们失了志气。
Yes, as fathers and mothers, we require that our children respect our authority and honor our authority.
是的，做父母的，我们要要求儿女尊重我们的权柄。
But we must not give our instruction.
但是我们不能给他们一些指令。
We must not use our authority.
或者是滥用我们的权柄。
In a way that unnecessarily is hard and brings aggravation to our children.
在一种不适当的状态里面，以至于惹动了儿女们的气。
Or the scripture says they'll become discouraged.
因为结果就是他们会失了志气。
What is it to be discouraged?
什么叫做失了志气呢？
They will feel like giving up.
他们会觉得我要放弃自己。
They will lose heart and hope to continue in what we have taught them.
他们会失去了盼望，觉得他达不到我们的要求。
Amen.
Amen.
So yes, we teach them to respect us.
是的，我们要教导儿女尊重我们。
But we must deliver our instruction in a way that does not make them feel like giving up.
但是同时，我们做父母的要知道，我们给孩女儿女们的指令是不能有一个结果让他们觉得要放弃自己。
And let me just add here at this point.
让我再补充一点。
We must distinguish the difference between instruction.
我们一定要分别的出来什么叫做给予指令。
And correction.
什么叫做纠正。
Instruction is what I give my children.
指令就是我给我的孩子一个方向。
Day by day, I teach them how to do things and what is right and what is wrong.
就是每一天我在大小事上教他们什么是对的，什么是错的，这个是指令。
Then when they disobey my instruction about what is right or what is wrong.
但是当他们不遵守我告诉他们正确或错误的规定的时候。
Then I apply correction.
那就是我该纠正他们的时候。
Some people never give their children proper instruction.
很多问题是这样，做父母从来没有给很清楚的指令。
They do not consistently in a time where there is no conflict.
他们在所有的指令上并不一致。
You know, when there's not a problem going on.
或者说，很多时候，你知道没有问题的时候。
They don't patiently teach their children about what is right and what is wrong.
当儿女们很乖的时候，他们并没有花时间耐心地教导他们什么是对，什么是错。
It is often only after a problem has developed, somebody has done something they shouldn't.
而常常是因为孩子们做错了一个事，做了他们不该做的事的时候。
Then the parent corrects.
我们就开始纠正。
The parent wants to teach in that moment when it's a conflict going on.
我们那个时候才真的教他们什么是对，什么是错。
And the truth is that the parent is not in the best position to kindly and affectionately instruct in that moment when a conflict's going on.
有一个真实的问题就是，当孩子们犯错的时候，父母的情绪跟心态常常不是在一个最正确的状况，他们可以给予正确的教导。
And in that moment,
在那个时刻,
in the midst of conflict and when there's a something has been done inappropriately,
无论是孩子做错了事或者孩子跟父母之间有冲突,
your child is not in the best position,
你的孩子也不是在一个最佳状态,
doesn't have the best attitude,
也没有最好的态度,
to receive the instruction or correction that you're giving,
来接受你给他那个时候的教导或是纠正。
Amen?
Amen 吗？
So we must make sure that we're separating these two as much as we can.
所以我们应该尽量把教导跟纠正分开来。
Teach them under a good, in a good circumstance, the right thing to do.
在最佳的状态跟环境里给他们正确的教导。
But when they disregard your instruction, there must be some kind of correction and consequences for that disobedience.
重要的是就是必须要纠正，并且要有一个结果，他们要有一个为自己行为负一个结果。
Amen.
负一个责任，阿们吗？
Did you hear that, kids?
孩子们听清楚了吗？
All you little precious gifts out there, did you hear that?
你们各位在座的珍贵的礼物听清楚了吗？
Okay, let's talk about number four, which is entrust.
第四个字是 E, entrust.
This job of being a parent is a big, big job.
做父母这个责任是非常大的一个责任。
We cannot do this in our own strength.
我们是不可能自己一个人担起这样的责任。
Isn't it interesting that when we first, those little babies were first born into our home,
当你的 baby第一次回到家中的时候，
we had no opportunity to practically prepare or practice before being a parent.
在他们来到我们家之前，我们是没有任何机会说练习如何做父母的。
Do you understand what I'm talking about? Being a parent is on the job training.
你知道做父母就是在职训练。
We're learning how to be a parent by doing it. Amen.
我们就是在做父母的时候学习怎样做父母。
The first time that any of us were a parent, we didn't have an opportunity to practice on somebody else's kids.
在我们做父母之成为父母之前，我们是不能去拿别人的孩子来做练习的。
And so that experience is a little bit overwhelming.
所以常常这是一个很大的责任，叫我们觉得不能承担。
And it should rightly motivate us to seek God's help.
正是因为如此，让我们真的就会寻求神的帮助。
We cannot be a parent without God's help.
没有神的帮助，我们没有办法做一个好的父母。
We cannot make sure by ourselves that our children are always going to be safe.
靠我们自己力量，我们不能保证我的孩子永永远远都是安全的。
We cannot make guarantee by our efforts.
靠着我们的努力，我们是不能带来任何绝对的保证。
That our children will always do the right thing.
保证我们说，我的孩子永远都会做对的选择。
That they will always make the right choices.
他们永远会做对的事。
That other people and other children won't try to influence them in bad or negative things.
因为他们四周总是有遇到其他的人会影响他们做不对的决定。
As a parent, we can't always be there.
做父母的永远不可能永远跟在孩子的身边。
But guess what?
但是你知道吗？
God can.
神能够永远在他们身边。
God is always with us.
神永远与我们同在。
He's not left us alone.
他没有让我们孤单一人。
He will never leave us nor forsake us.
他永远不丢弃我们。
And as we pray and entrust our children to God,
所以当我们在祷告里把孩子交托给他的时候，
He will be there to watch over them. Amen.
他会负责监督保守。
So what we do is we take our children.
所以我们做什么呢？就是把孩子。
In our heart.
在我们的心中的深处的爱的孩子，
and we entrust them to the Lord.
把他们交托给主。
We say, God, I cannot do this by myself.
承认说，主啊，我自己独立无法承担这个责任。
Lord, I cannot always be there.
我不可能永远在他们身边。
I can't always protect them.
我不能永远保护他们的安全。
But Lord, you can.
但是主，你能。
So I give them to your trust.
所以我把他们交托给你。
So number four is to entrust them to God's care.
第四点就是把他们交托在神的手中。
Okay, well, let's get down to our last two, and then we'll have some time to pray.
我们再看最后两点，然后我们有一些时间一同祷告。
Number five is to nurture.
第五点就是要照顾他们，喂养他们。
It is to provide support.
提供。
And sustain both spiritual and physical growth.
并且维护孩子属灵和身体成长的需要。
To nurture, or another word might be like to nurse.
照顾、爱养、维护，就好像那个护士、护理。
Or provide.
或者是供应。
But we are to do this for both their spiritual life and their physical life.
这样的喂养跟供应是。属灵与身体双方面都需要的。
So this is something that, you know, most parents recognize that they should do. Amen.
我相信在座的许多的父母都承认这是应该有的。
But we not only take care of them physically.
我们不仅在身体的需要上照顾我们的儿女。
We not only give them the proper food and diet and clothing and housing.
给他们所住的屋子、所需要穿的衣服、所需要吃的食物。
But as best we can, we must make sure that our children are not only have a house to live in.
所以我们，而但是我们要不仅给他们一个房子可以住。
But as parents, we also should make sure that our children have a house to worship in.
但是我们要确定他们有一个可以去敬拜的家。
We worship at home.
我们在家里敬拜。
But we also must make sure that our children come to the house of God.
我们也要确定我们的孩子也到神的家。
I'm so grateful for my own mother.
我为我的母亲很感谢主。
Though as a child, I wasn't always happy about it.
虽然我在小的时候，我不是都很喜欢这样。
I wasn't always happy that she made sure I every time came to church.
因为她从小就要确定我每一次都到教会去敬拜。
She went every week.
她每一个礼拜都去聚会。
And she made sure I went every week.
她就确定我每一个礼拜都跟着她去聚会。
If I always liked it or not.
不管我喜不喜欢。
And you know, young people,
年轻的人啊,
you precious little gifts out there,
你们这些可爱的礼物,
sometimes you don't want to come to the house of God.
有的时候你并不想来到神家,
but after you get here,
但是你来到之后,
you see some things you didn't expect.
你有的时候会遇见你没有期望会遇见的事,
you experience the love of God.
你在, 在神的家会遇见神的爱,
you hear God pulling on your heart.
或者你听到神在你的心中向你说话。
So we want to make sure that our children are in a place where they can hear the word of God.
所以我们有一个责任要把孩子们带到一个环境让他们在那里能够遇见神听见神的话。
Be in a place where the Spirit of God is moving.
或者带他们到一个环境一个地方是神的灵所运行的地方。
Where they can witness other people getting their lives changed.
来到那个地方可以看到别的人把他们的生命献给神。
Where they can hear the other believers in the church give testimony to the faithfulness of God.
你们要带你的孩子到个地方他们听到其他人他们如何经历神的信实和慈爱。
I remember as a young boy,
我记得我很小还是一个小男孩的时候。
Every week at our church, they had a testimony service.
每一个主日呢他们都有一个见证的聚会的时间。
Where the pastor would stand up and he'd say, does anybody want to give a testimony about the faithfulness of God?
我们的牧师会站在会众当中说今天有没有什么人想要为神做见证的。
And as a young boy, I used to sit about right here at our church.
我是他差不多都坐在那个位置的。
And in the back corner, in the far back right corner,
在那个教会的最后一排
there was a little lady.
有一个老太太。
Every week she would stand up.
每一个礼拜都会站起来。
She would tell about how faithful God was.
她都会分享一点见证，见证神的信实。
And she started telling her testimony again.
当她再每一次做见证的时候。
But she shared it with all of her heart.
她 same testimony.
Yes.
她每一次讲的见证都是一样的，但是她每一次讲的时候，就是全心在那里见证。
She shared the same testimony almost every week.
几乎每一个礼拜天，她都讲一模一样的见证。
And she'd reach in her little purse.
她会从她的皮包里拿出
And she'd pull out her little handkerchief
一个手帕
And as she got to telling that story
当她分享那个神的故事的时候
About how God loved her
讲到神如何爱她
How God always cared for her
神如何照顾她
How God had always been with her.
神如何总是与她同在。
She'd start waving that little handkerchief up like this when she's telling that story.
她每次做见证的时候都会摇着她手里的手帕。
And it wasn't a few minutes and she'd get a little bit more excited.
很快她就越来越激动。
Waving that hanky the whole time.
她就一面讲一面摇她的手帕。
And then pretty soon she'd be marching down the aisle waving that hanky.
哦哦，他从最后一排就开始摇，然后一直走到前面来。
She'd walk down front, waving that handkerchief.
他一面走一面摇，走到第一排来。
Just praising God, walk up the other aisle, waving that handkerchief.
他一面走一面感谢主，甚至绕了一圈。
And I remember as a little boy,
我记得当我是一个小男孩的时候
I never got tired of watching that lady tell about how God was faithful.
我从来不会疲倦看她每一次怎么样告诉大家神的信实。
It left an impact on me.
她的形她言行
It left a mark on me.
留了一个很深的印在我心上。
She had something real.
她有一个真实的经历。阿们吗？
And I used to think over and over again as a young 8, 9, 10, 11 year old boy.
所以我常常想在座的八九十十一岁的孩子男生
I would say within myself.
我会对我自己心里说
I never shared this with my parents.
我从来没有这个是我没有告诉我父母的
But I would say within myself, one day,
我在对我说，有一天
one day I will make a decision like she made.
当我是一个小男孩的时候，我看到这个女人，我心里说，有一天我也要决志，要经历像她所经历的。
And I'll stand up and I'll give my testimony.
我也要站起来给我的，做我的见证。阿门吗？
I couldn't have, that would not have happened to me.
这样的一个心智不可能在我里面产生。
If my mother had not made sure that I was in the house of God.
若是我的母亲没有确认啊，不确保确保每一个主日带我来聚会，阿门吗
？Yes, make sure that your children have everything they need.
是的，你要给你的儿女预备一切所需的。
The best you can provide, that's wonderful.
你很好，你为他们预备一切所需要的。
Make sure they do their studies.
要他们做好功课。
Make sure that they go to good schools.
去好的学校学习。
But all of that means very little.
但是这一切的预备，它的价值还是有限。
It is of a minimal impact.
因为他们所带来的那个影响。
If we do not make sure that our kids are in God's house.
是极微小的。如果我们没有在同时把他们带到神的家来。
Amen.
阿门吗？
There are a lot of smart children.
很多孩子都非常聪明。
Going to good schools.
去很好的学校。
Think they're very smart,
非常的聪明
but they are running from God.
但是他们都从神的身边跑开
Amen?
阿们吗
Number six.
第六点
is to train.
是要训练儿女
To teach.
去教导他们
Guide.
要引导他们
And model.
要做他们的榜样
Or demonstrate.Through our lives,
示范，借着我们的生命来示范。
Practical instruction and correction.
经由实际的指导、纠正来教育、引导孩子，并且做他们的榜样。
Proverbs 22:6.
在箴言
says, "Train up a child in the way he or she should go."
箴言二十二篇第六节说到，要教养儿童，使他们走当行的道路。
And when he is old, he will not depart from it.
就是到老也不偏离。
In 1 Peter 5:3,
在彼得前书第五章第三节说到
there is an instruction to the ministers.
这句话呢是给牧者的一个教导。
That also has application for anybody that has authority over other people.
但是对任何有权柄、有一个责任的人来说，这句话都适用。
As parents, we have authority over our children.
身为父母，我们向的儿女是有权柄。
It says, "Do not lord over the people assigned to your care."
他说不是辖制所托付给你们的。
But lead them by your own good example.
乃是要做群羊的榜样。
The number one obstacle to most kids raised in a Christian home, most children raised in a Christian home.
你知道，在基督徒的家中长大的孩子所遇到的最大的挑战。
The number one hindrance to our children being successful in the Christian life.
或者让儿女在基督徒的路上走得不好的最大的难题，最大的拦阻。
Is when we as parents teach one thing with our mouth.
就是我们做父母的用我们的口教导一件事。
When we bring our kids to church and they hear the preaching of God's words and standards.
当孩子们被带到神的家，听见所教导的，认识神的标准。
But we model or demonstrate with our life and our choices.
但是做父母的在家中所做的示范，我们所做生命中许多的选择
，something that is far different，
却是跟神的标准远远相差很远。
You know the apostle Paul said that our lives，
你知道使徒保罗说
，are to be an epistle or a letter read by all men。
我们的生命，我们的生活，就好像是一封信，是给所有的人读的。
Is that powerful?
这是不是很有能力？
So it's not only the words we speak that are to be understood.
所以不只是说我们借着我们的话来教导人，让人明白。
But the choices we make.
常常我们所做的选择，
the words we speak,
我们的言行，我们所说的话。
How we spend our money.
我们如何花费我们的钱财。
How we spend our time.
我们如何使用我们的时间。
The things we watch for entertainment.
我们在娱乐的时候所看所做的事。
How we live our lives.
我们如何过我们的生活。
Is supposed to teach our children about how they should make choices.
都是我们的榜样，给儿女的榜样，教导他们应当如何生活。
It is impossible to be successful with our children.
我们不可能成功的教育我们的孩子。
If we teach one thing,
若是我们教导一个事
and model practice something else.
但是所活出来的榜样却是另外一件事。
Amen.Do, brothers, sisters, we know this is true. Amen.
弟兄姊妹们，我们都知道这是一个很真实的道理。
We want our, the children to respect our words.
我们要孩子们听或尊重我们的话。
But that is very difficult if they cannot respect the way we live.
你知道很难叫他们遵守，如果他们没有办法在我们生活里面看见，以至于他们不能尊重我们。
Proverbs 19:18.Again, we're talking about our final point, which is to train and teach.
我们还在讲到如何训练我们的儿女。
It says, correct your children before it's too late.
趁着还有指望的时候，管教你的儿子。
If you don't punish them,
你若不管教他们，
trouble will come their way.
他们就会死亡。
Yes, we must instruct them.
是的，我们要管教他们。
But we must have practical and godly ways to correct them, to enforce consequences when they do not do what we have asked them to do.
所以我们必须要有实际的，而且合乎神的法则的教导方式，并且要叫他们为自己所做的事负责任。
Amen.
Amen.
I am so glad.
我很高兴。
I am so glad that I had parents.
我有父母。
That not only taught me the right thing to do,
他们不仅教导我当做的事
but when I rebelled,
但当我背叛之后
they enforced consequences.
他们也要我为自己错误的行为负责。
Amen?
Amen 吗?
And they taught me
他们教我
how to stand still,
如何站得动
and to receive correction.
当他们纠正我的时候我必须站着
不动。Have you ever seen...Have you ever seen a little child that can't stand still for correction?
你有没有看到小孩？你教导他们的时候，他们都站都站不稳。
You tell them what to do.
你告诉他们当做的事。
They do the totally opposite thing.
他们会做完全相反的事。
And then you say, "Well, honey."
你会说，亲爱的。
Sweetie.
甜心。
You little precious gift of God.
你这个可爱的神的礼物啊。
Now we're going to have to enforce some consequences for your disobedience.
我必须要管教你，让你为你自己不顺服的行为负责任。
And then here it comes.
所以这是我们的责罚。
All the screaming and crying. Come here, you're running around trying to grab them.
那这小孩就尖叫乱跑，满地乱跑。
We must teach our children to stand still and receive correction.
我们必须要能够让孩子站好不动，接受我们的教导。
If they do not learn how to stand still and receive correction,
若是我们的孩子在我们教管教的时候都没办法站立不动，
in the future,
等他们长大了之后，
when circumstances or there are consequences,
当他们必须为自己行为负责任，或者有任何环境临到他们的时候
that are difficult and they don't like,
是他们不喜欢的或是困难的
you know what they'll do?
你知道他们会有什么反应吗、就是很情绪很激动没有办法安静下来
when that marriage doesn't work out the way they thought it would work out,
当在婚姻里他们遇到障碍遇到挑战的时候
they'll run
他们也是会这样反应。
When that job doesn't work out the way they thought it'd work out,
当他们上班的时候不喜欢他们工作环境的时候
I'm quitting, I'm out of here, they'll run.
他们一样会想要跑开来他说我要辞职我不要在这里上班了。
When that friendship doesn't work, isn't always comfortable, and doesn't work out the way they thought it'd work out,
当他们跟朋友的关系出了问题的时候没有照他们所期望的发生的时候他们也是一样有跑开情绪很强烈的反应。
Amen?
Amen 吗
Standing still,
站稳不动
to receive not only instruction but correction,
不仅在那里接受指示并且接受纠正
it is a skill,
是一个技能
my boss,
我的老板
years ago,
很多年以前的老板，有一次把我叫到他办公室去。
David, I got to talk to you about something.
大卫，我要跟你讨论一下。
David, I got to talk to you about that job you were over that down the street.
我要跟你讨论一下你在街上所做的事，那个工作。
Everything in me wanted to run and not listen to him.
在我里面，我只想赶快逃离他的面，我不想听。
But my mother had taught me how to stand still and receive correction.
因为，但是我的母亲从小就教导我如何接受指正，站着不动。
Not talk back.
不可回嘴
not make excuses,
不要为自己找理由
not blame somebody else,
也不要怪别人
but to take responsibility,
但是为自己的行为负责任
to stand still and take it,
就是站在那里不要跑
Amen?
接受承担一切
and say, yes sir, you're right,
就回答说是的你说的对
I won't do that again,
我下次绝对不会再犯同样的错
do you see the connection?
你看懂你听得懂我的意思吗
instruct him,But you have to teach them how to receive correction.
是的，你要指导他们，但是你也要同时训练他们如何接受指正。
One last verse, then we'll pray.
最后一个经节。
Those who fear the Lord are secure.
敬畏耶和华的，大有倚靠。
When we as parents fear God, respect God, honor God, and obey God's ways,
若是我们做父母的，我们敬畏神，尊重神。
We are secure.
我们就大有倚靠。
We are protected.
我们就是被保护的。
We have the peace of God in our life.
我们就能够有神的平安在我们的生命里。阿门吗？
We're sure-footed.
我们的脚步是站在高处。
Those who fear the Lord are secure.He will be a refuge for their children.
敬畏耶和华的大有倚靠，他的儿女也有避难所。
Parents, our walk with God.
做父母的要知道，我们与神同行的时候
，not only brings blessing to us.
不仅让祝福临到我们个人
，it brings blessing to our children.
我们也成为儿女的避难所，把祝福带到儿女身上。
It's a refuge.
他们。能够在我们身上找到避难所
a shelter,
我们是他们的保护
a safe place,
是一个安全的地方
Amen?
阿们吗
This is a big job being a parent, isn't it?
做父母的责任可是非常艰巨的
And so often from one age our children get older and it's a brand new experience
当孩子慢慢成长的时候每一个阶段对我们来说都是一个新的经验
you know I knew how to guide and lead instruct a 6-year-old
我知道怎么样引导教导一个六岁的孩子
an 8-year-old
或者八岁的孩子
9, 10, but what do we do with these teenagers
九岁十岁都可以但是当他们进入十三岁的时候我们该怎么办
this is scary stuff
这是很可怕很叫人害怕的事情
and this is different
而且是非常不一样的艰巨的任务
they act just like I used to act
他们现在的行为跟我年轻的时候很像
So there are these junctures in our life where our children, they change.
常常我们会来到一个地步我们的孩子改变了。
And what worked back here,
以前呢有用能够施行的方式。
Suddenly we realize we need different skills to help our children at this stage of their life.
突然他们生命来到了一个阶段我们必须要有新的方式来教导他们。
Amen.
阿们吗
We need God's help, don't we?
所以我们都需要神的帮助不是吗
So I want to encourage us all. We want to pray over anybody here, their family, and bless them, and just to stand with you as you give your kids to the Lord.
所以今天早晨我们有一个心愿，就是与你们站在你们身边，一起与你们祷告。当你们来寻求神，依靠他，仰望他，甚至把你的孩子奉献给他。
But I encourage you pray over our. Let's pray over our own hearts also.
同时，我们要为自己的心祷告。
Amen.
Amen.
That we pray.
我们祷告
that we show affection
我们表达我们的情感
we say it, we look in the eye, we touch them
我们看着他们我们触摸他们我们说出爱他们的话
we teach them to respect us
然后教导他们如何尊重父母的权利
and we do it in a respectful way
同时我们要尊重他们
we entrust them to the Lord
我们把他们交托在主的手里
we nurture them, amen
我们喂养他们爱护他们照顾他们
and we teach and train them
我们教导他们我们训练他们 这是父母的责任
God's called us to do it this way.
神呼召我们这样来牧养儿女。
Everything that God asks of us,
每一件神对我们的要求，
He provides the strength and power to do it.
他都给我们能力来做这些事。
You may be sitting there feeling, I don't know if I can do that.
也许坐在那里，你觉得说，哇，我不晓得我能不能办得到。
No, you can't do it by yourself.
是的，按照你自己个人你是办不到。
But if you humble yourself before God and look to Him,
但你若谦卑下来仰望他，
if you ask Him for help,
你若向他呼求，祈求他的帮助，
He'll help us.
他会帮助我们的。
He'll help us.
阿们吗？
Don't be intimidated. Don't be overwhelmed by the responsibility.
不要为着父母这个艰巨的责任而害怕。
But take it seriously and run to the Lord with it.
乃是要认真的对待，并且投靠耶稣。
Amen.
阿门吗？
So let's just make a recommitment to these values today.
今天早晨，让我们向着神的话有一个重新的交托。
So if you're sitting there and you go, I want this, I want to do a better job as a parent.
如果在座的有人觉得说，我愿意做一个更好的父母。
I want it to be better in our home.
我必须让我的家更好。
I just encourage you. Why don't we come forward and we just pray a little bit together?
你就可以到前面来，让我们与你一同祷告。
Maybe as a young person, a young man or a young woman, you're sitting out there and you're feeling. There's a wall, there's a distance between me and my parents that I'm not happy about.
也许在座的年轻人，你觉得在你和父母之间有一个墙，有一堵墙。
I don't want that barrier to be there.
你不希望那个墙继续的存在。
Why don't you come down too and we'll pray with you?
那你也可以到前面来，让我们与你一起祷告。
Amen.
Amen.
We don't want anything between us and God.
我们不希望在我们与神之间有任何的间隔。
And we don't want anything between us and our children.
我们也不希望我们与我们的儿女之间有任何的间隔。
Young people,
年轻的人
young men, young women,
年轻的弟兄年轻的姊妹
you are a gift to your parents,
你们是你父母神所给的礼物
but let me just remind you that your parents are an awesome gift and treasure to you.
同时你们的父母也是非常宝贵的礼物是从神给你们的
Did you know that God picked your mother and your father out especially for you?
你知道吗神特别挑选了你的父亲的母亲父亲和母亲做你的父母
Sometimes if we're not careful we'll say oh I wishGod, you would give me somebody else.
有时候我们如果是不注意的话，我们会说啊，我真希望神你给我别的人做父母。
And I'm not saying that our parents or our kids that we all can't get in there and mess things up.
我不是说我们做父母的或做儿女的不会犯错。
That we can't make things, you know, change how God wanted to be. We can kind of.Bring problems into our relationship.
神的预备设计是很好的，但是我们这个人常常会把问题带进这个美好的设计里。
But even if there's been a problem, a breach, a wall between you and your family.
但是即便是如此，譬如说你和你的父母或家人当中有了间隔。
God wants to heal it.
神的意思是要医治我们。
God wants to fix it.
他要把这个问题解决。
Amen.
Amen.
So if you want some prayer, and I know I need some prayer.
我觉得我很需要人为我祷告。
We just want you to come forward.
那你若是有这样的感觉，你也可以到前面来。
Okay, and some of the families are also going to be for the very first time just dedicating their kids, their families to the Lord, and so they're going to come up too.
还有在座的父母，有人想第一次他们把自己的儿女献给主。
But we just want anybody that wants just God's blessing, God's power on your family to be the way it's supposed to be, we want you to come up also.
或者你希望神的能力或祝福临到你和你的家的，你也可以到前面来。
Amen.
Yeah, so if you have children in here that you want us to pray and we want to entrust them to the Lord, go ahead and bring them down front. John,
yeah.
You can
come
with your dad.
Come on up down here, Abraham. Don't
yeah,
be shy.
Come on down front.
大家不要害羞。你愿意你和你的孩子一起到前面来的。
Amen.
I just want to add to, let's remember the gospel is about forgiveness.
要记得主的耶稣基督的福音最重要的事情就是赦免。
Isn't that the beautiful thing about our Jesus is forgiveness that's available through him?
我们主耶稣最宝贵的一个特质就是饶恕跟赦免。
So just remember when you make a mistake, because we all make mistakes.
我们都会犯错的，但是问题是当我们犯错的时候，
That we just say sorry.
我们需要做的一件事就是道歉。
Do you know sometimes we're not very good at saying I'm sorry?
很多时候我们不善于说我很抱歉。
So children and young people, when you make a mistake,
所以孩子们年轻人当你们犯错的时候
just tell your parents you're sorry.
就跟你的父母道歉就好了。
And parents,
做父母的
when you make a mistake,
当你犯错的时候
who's ever made a mistake?
有没有做父母的犯过错的
Come on, show me your hands, all of us, right?
做父母的 not children.
We all make mistakes, you guys. So when you make a mistake, just say sorry.
我们都会犯错的当我们犯错的时候就说对不起。
God is so sweet to forgive us.
因为神愿意赦免我们。
And parents, your children will forgive you.
你的父母或者你的儿女当我们道歉的时候他们都会赦免我们当你这样做的时候神就能立刻来帮助我们所以记得哦彼此认罪彼此道歉是很重要的
Amen Worship team if you guys could come on up here and just provide a little bit of support with worship and remember the rest of theBody of Christ here. Remember that story I shared with you about Moses and his brothers holding his arms up.
在座的各位，若是你们没有到前面来，记不记得我刚才的分享？让摩西和长老们他们在山上祷告的时候。
So I would just encourage you, as part of the family of God here, that you guys can come forward and also help us pray.
山下就得胜所以我鼓励当我们祷告的时候请你们可以到前面来为在前面的弟兄姊妹们祷告
Alright Well let's just start with the word of prayer and then we're going to begin to pray over the different families and we ask that you would come and help us with that
当我们开始祷告的时候欢迎大家往前来为他们祷告
Okay YeahYeah. No, not the outline for anybody, for some people would like that.
Separate.
Yes, yeah.
今天早晨他们刚才所用的经节跟这六个点哈，他们有在中文、有英文、有西语的文件，大家可以会后跟他们取。
Well, let's just, why don't we stand and we'll pray?
我们可以请在座的各位站起来为前面的弟兄姊妹们祷告。
Lord, we just, Holy Spirit, we just invite you to come to this part of our meeting.
圣灵，我们邀请你来到我们当中。
And God, we just say we are in need of your strength, we're in need of your help.
主，我们承认我们需要你的帮助和你的力量。
God, we just confess we cannot do this by ourselves and our own strength.
我们承认靠着我们自己，我们不能完成这样的任务。
We thank you, God. Thank you that we are part of your family.
我们感谢你，因为我们是你家庭的一部分。
Thank you that family is your idea.
感谢主，家庭是你的想法。
It's the way you reveal love one to another.
在家庭里，你让我们能够表达向彼此的爱。
And so, God, we ask your blessing upon every family here.
所以我们求你祝福在前面的每一个家庭。
Every marriage here.
每一个婚姻。
Yes, God, just every relationship between parents and children that is here. 父
和儿女所有的关系。
Yes, God, come and help us now, in Jesus' name.
主耶稣来帮助我们，奉耶稣基督的名。
Go ahead and start this song.